All right. From Plot Points Podcast, Sarah Babe.
I'm actually really glad you didn't play Love Gun. So thank you.
They'll translate as well.
Yeah, that damn song. So this really doesn't have much of a role model thing to it as far as the story, but it is a story that my mentor basically loves to hear and loves to give me tons of shit about, and pretty much everyone I know will never let me forget it. So I like to kind of share it as a beware, do not do this story. So about 8 years ago, I'm in Gen Con Indy, and we were staying in the embassy. You know, big fuck off elevators that never work. Another great fact about that, they have a 2-hour happy hour. Free drinks. 2 hours. Free drinks. I'm from Wisconsin. Free drinks. So I'm two-fisting it for the entire 2 hours, getting blasted out of our minds. Everyone with me, shit-faced. And then we go back up to our hotel room, and one of our friends is like, hey, there's some people from RPGNet that are down a couple floors down having their little party thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, true, let's go, I like people. So I went down there, and I was like, oh my god, people! And they're like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, woo! And I was like, hi, really tall guy? He's like, hi. I'm like, how are you? He's like, good. He's like, I'm from Hawaii. I'm like, that's great. And started talking to this guy. I just refer to him as Hawaii guy, because I don't remember his name. I don't know if I ever got it. So, talking to this guy. And somehow, the idea of, let's go up to his hotel room came up, and I'm like, yeah, I love people. Let's go talk. I like things. So we go up to this hotel room, like 4 floors up, and the door is latched, and he's knocking on the door, and his roommate, person he was there with, just passed out. So I'm like, let's go down to my hotel room. Everybody's still awake. We'll go call him, and then we'll come back up, and we'll talk. It'll be so much fun. Oh, my God, I love people. I'm at Gen Con. Yay! So we did that. We went downstairs. We called his roommate, woke him up, and all of my friends are like, you okay, Sarah? I'm like, yeah, we're good. We're good. I found out later that one of my friends actually watched me and figured out which hotel room I walked into as I went up. Mm-hmm. So, yay, friends. Love them. And we go back up to this guy's room. Might have stepped in some puke in the hallway. I don't know. It was ridiculous. And this whole time I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm at Gen Con. It's the day before Gen Con. I'm totally hammered. I love people. I love nerds. This is the best thing ever. And this guy's from Hawaii. And he's really tall. So we go up to the hotel room. Finally, and it's open. And he pulls out the couch bed. Like you do. And I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. We're going to totally just, it's great. I love people. I love meeting new people. And we start talking about things, and like I'm just sitting there, and he starts moving a little closer and a little closer. And I'm like, yeah, I freaking love Gen Con. This is so much fun. I'm a nerd. Yay. He's like, oh, what kind of games do you like playing? I'm like, I love Vampire. It is like my favorite game. It's the game that I started playing. You know, I've had the most fun with those games, longest running characters, all that good fun stuff. And at this point, I have failed every single notice roll that I could have failed. Absolutely every single one. I failed a wisdom roll when I started that drinking at that happy hour. I failed a notice roll when I stepped in that puke. I failed a notice roll whenever he was talking. No idea. Just completely blank. Wee, I love people. And then, after I say I enjoy Vampire, he takes his hand, puts it on my thigh, and says, Vampire's such a sensual game. Klaxons are going off! And I'm like, shit! What have I done? I'm hammered in a stranger's hotel room in a town that I do not live in. What the fuck am I doing? And I'm like, oh man, yeah, oh geez, you know what? My boyfriend is like 2 floors down. Which he was. Sorry, sweetie. Sorry, sweetie. I love you so much, honey. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I mean, it's really fun talking to you. This is great. But I really gotta go. I mean, all my friends are down there. You know, my boyfriend's down there. And, you know, I really love him and he's great. And I'm so sorry. Sorry. So I walked out and we're staying in the same hotel room, too. Don't see hide or hair of him for the rest of the convention. Like, and granted, this was, you know, Gen Con's a big deal. But we were, like, two floors away from each other on, like, the same side. Never saw him again. And that is my Sarah doesn't have any sort of knowledge as to when people are trying to hit on her. And I'm also very glad that I have lots of friends who watch my ass, even though I'm kind of stupid. And really glad I don't drink that much anymore. So, yeah. Vampire, sensual game.
Thank you, Sarah. Man, no one told me Vampire was sensual. I will totally play that game now. Guys, when's the Vampire? There's actually one, like, right now, isn't there? Like, we're probably all missing it. Yeah.
People make it out in the hallways.
Nice. Do you have to, like, roll for that? Do you have to roll up a character? Can you just, like, jump right in? This is a bit, and I feel really shitty.